Hello, and welcome to this Search Virtual Datacenter.co.uk podcast on the upcoming VMworld Europe show that takes place in October, and TechTarget's Best of VMworld User Awards program. I'm Lauren Horwitz, TechTarget's Senior Managing Editor of the Data Center and Virtualization Media Group. And today we have Gabri Van Zanten and Mike Laverick, two virtualization experts, and Alex Barrett, an executive editor at TechTarget, on hand to discuss the judging process for the user awards and some of the standout features of the winners and the process. So without further ado, take it away, guys.
So hi, this is Alex Barrett from TechTarget. So Mike and Gabri, at the VMworld US show in September, we judged new products rather than IT projects. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how that process differs from how the process of judging new products differs from judging user awards.
Hi there, it's Mike Laverick speaking. I think if I can step in and answer this particular one, because I've done both. When you're judging the vendors, it's all about features, price, what the competition is doing, what innovation you can see, and potentially any gotchas in somebody actually taking up the technology. And you're really looking for a wow factor, I guess, so you can impress the other judges, you know, and put the case forward for why you think the particular category you're judging should go forward. When it comes to the users, we're much more focused on the real world. We're trying to get away from the vendor bubble, you know, of the vendor agenda always dominating things. And I think often the case that the way customers deploy products often surprise the vendors, who often have their own ideas about how the product will be used, whereas what customers actually do with the product can be sometimes quite different.
So that being said, taking a step back and looking at all the entries that you looked at this year, did anything jump out at you in terms of the quality or the maturity or anything in particular?
Well, hi, this is Gabe. What I noticed this year is that more and more products, more and more people are showing how they are using VMware technologies to completely move data centers into big centralized data centers. And now, instead of just seeing it as a hypervisor, they're much more using it as a real business tool, as in which they really merge all the data centers into one big data center.
Interesting.
And the other thing I saw, especially in the area I was looking at, was there's a much more bigger emphasis on availability, especially in the way of things like VMware stretch clusters. And yes, people are limited by distance or vendor or by price, but what I saw generally was a maturity coming through. So, you know, server consolidation is still the foundation. You can't get away from that. But it's no longer where it's really at anymore, as Gabri was just saying. The agenda is moving on to addressing availability requirements across two sites, people's DR planning, especially as they start to look at a more kind of cloudy view of the world. They start to worry about the availability of that cloud. And then to a lesser degree, you know, an increasing use of VDI, not massively so, but nearly every single entrant I saw, there was a nod to VDI, and there was a nod especially to, you know, bring in your iPad, bring in your tablet, your whatever phone you like, and connect and get services from us in a way that I haven't seen over the last 2 or 3 years.
So all that being said, there are actually slightly fewer entrants this year over last. Do you have any thoughts as to why that may be, you know, the economy or something else? And also any advice for next year, anybody that's interested in applying next year?
Well, I'm not sure about the shaky economy. I know Mike differs in this, but I felt it was more that you can really see that vSphere is a very mature product, and when you look at the hypervisor, there's not much to be desired on the hypervisor platform. So it's vSphere nowadays is really about all the extra tools that are available, really moving into cloud and so on. And I think that maybe the number was down this year is because a lot of companies are still busy virtualizing their infrastructures and working hard on this and not really thinking that, well, we have something really innovative, although these are the projects we're looking for.
I think Gabri's right in the sense that people are still going through that virtualization process. There's still a lot of slack in the market for people who are relatively new adopters. I think the economy situation hasn't helped. I think there's a realization that the optimism that we had maybe last year that we were kind of heading out the woods was a bit misplaced. And I think just globally, everybody can kind of see that there's not going to be the growth either in the US economy or in Europe that people had hoped for. But I think where Gabri's right is the, you know, people's budgets and what projects they choose to do aren't directly related to the fluctuations on the monetary markets or the stock markets. They're influenced by things that have their own cycle, you know, hardware that's for maintenance or support that needs to be renewed on a particular technology because the version that you're currently on is going to have its support depreciated within an X period of time. And the kind of field that I think both me and Gabri work in is infrastructure, and it kind of is there, it has to be there. You have to invest something in it. You generally sweat those assets for as much as you can, but when push comes to shove, you have to spend something, otherwise you know, your network would still be a bunch of paper cups with bits of string attached to it. So it's hard to see a direct correlation to the economic situation with the number of submissions, but it doesn't help. Because if there was lots of money floating around, washing around for IT projects, I think we'd see a bit more innovation going on, as people would say, oh, we'll have that proof of concept. Oh, that worked out. Let's try that. People, I think, are a little bit more risk-averse in the current climate.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that going forward that budgets are flush and we have tons of innovative new projects to explore. And in the meantime, you know, may the best entrant win. This coming year.
Yeah, before we wrap
for
up. Go on.
As an advice for the people who want to enter the contest next year, it doesn't have to be all about the real technical thing, but just show how you used a product like vSphere to do things a different way than we normally do. That would also be a great entrance already.
Yeah, just because it doesn't seem exciting on the surface doesn't mean it actually that it isn't.
Sure.
Yes.
Just to add on to that, yes, we have seen innovation, but perhaps less than we saw previous years. And I would chime in with what Gabri was saying, that we need less specifications, you know, so many servers with the amount of memory, but more what that enabled you to do or why you pick that configuration. Learning to spell, I think, would be a good one to pick up on as well. And lunchtime submissions, which are quite clearly being hammered out over a cup of coffee in the lunch break, they do show up. And that's something we were sort of discussing offline, is we are really looking for genuine users, people out there cold faced doing it for real. Vendors who pony up users or quite clearly are being ponied up by PR teams, we're not daft, we can spot them. They stick out a mile, so they either have to get clever in fooling us or, you know, abandon that as a strategy and just come forward and be real.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Joining us and giving our listeners some perspective on how we kind of come up with these winning case studies and projects. And as Mike and Gabri pointed out, we're looking for genuine use cases of, you know, demonstrations, not just of innovation, but of ways in which you've used these virtualization technologies in different ways. So may the best users win, and we'll see you at VMworld Europe. And thanks very much for listening.